So we're on Chav Tes Amid Beis. Let's review what we know from the last discussion we had on Thursday. And this begins with the sugya of Tarovis Chometz. So the sugya actually begins with the two dots right below Tosis Rav Ashi. And we said that in order to appreciate this sugya and put it into perspective, we have to know a sugya in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. And the sugya there is about min b'mino. And it's Machlokes Shin Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the other hand. Rav and Shmuel are Machmir, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are Mekir. What does that mean? You have a mixture of min b'mino, which let's say would be a case of basar shchuta and basar nevela. So it's basar and basar, and they get mixed up in the taros, they're cooked together. So it's what's called lach balach, and it's min b'mino. And Rav and Shmuel say that it's never batel. It's also b'mashehu. So even if you have more than shishim, there's no bittel. And that's based on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is never batel. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other hand hold that Yayin Nesech, which is the subject of the Mishnah there in Avodah Zarah, that's a special din. And we're more machmer in Yayin Nesech than we are in other dinim. And therefore in Yayin Nesech, the Mishnah establishes that min b'mino lo batel. But in all other Isurim, with the exception possibly of Tevel, which we're not going to get into, we apply the principle of min b'mino batel b'shishim. Okay, now, let's make the following distinction. There's chametz that gets mixed up on Pesach in the Taroves, and then there's chametz that gets mixed up on Erev Pesach. So certainly the chametz on Erev Pesach would have the same status as any other Isur, which means that if you go with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're going to apply the principle of bittel, even in the case of min b'mino. So let's have I have a pot that's cooking both bread and matzah in it. You know, in the old days it was hard to tell the difference between the two. So in such a case, I could apply shishim if I hold that min b'mino is batel b'shishim, which is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But according to Rav and Shmuel, min b'mino is lo batel. Now, min b'she'eno mino, according to everyone, in Shari Surim, okay, we'll get back to chametz in just a minute. But in Shari Surim, min b'she'eno mito is batel b'shishim. So now I have meat that's nevela that falls into a mixture of yirakos. So in such a case, we're going to apply shishim. Again, we're not going into all the details here because the truth is you might not even need shishim. You might be able to give it to a kfela, a chef, a non-Jewish chef, and he can testify whether he tastes it or not. Because again, it's min b'she'eno mino. In min b'mino, there's no such thing as kfela because no one can tell the difference between this basar and that basar. They all taste the same. It's basar nevela, basar shchuta. But in a case of basar in yirakos, then we could give it to a kfela. But let's say there is no kfela, just to, you know, we're cutting out that whole discussion. So what we do is we rely on shishim. And that's true according to everyone in Kol Isurim. Except for chametz. Now, chametz bizmano is an Isur Karis. And here Rav and Shmuel are going to worry about a confusion between min b'she'eno mino and min b'mino. Notice, if we apply the normal yardstick of shishim, of bittel, in the case of min b'she'eno mino in chametz, which we certainly should, but then we're afraid that tomorrow he might mix it up with min b'mino, which according to Rav and Shmuel, min b'mino in all Isurei Torah is not bittel, it's also b'mashu. So that's what it says. Oh, now, let me just give one more last introduction. But if it's chametz lifnei Pesach, so it's not an Issur Kares, then we can apply the universal yardsticks of bittel to chametz as well. So it's only when we get to Chametz Bizmano, which is an Issa Kares, then we have to worry about Xera of Min Bisheno Mino Otu Mino. And that's only according to Rav and Shmuel, hold that Mino is not but. But if it's before Pesach, then we'll apply the general halacha of Bittul. And now we're going to differentiate between Min B'mino and Min B'sheino B'mino, because Rav and Shmuel say that in all Yisuri Torah, Min B'mino is also B'mashu, but in Min B'sheino B'mino, it's Batul B'shishin. So that's exactly what we have over here. Let's just see it inside one more time. Amar Rav, you have it? It's below the Tosfos Divrei Masechta Rav Ashi. You'll see about three lines down below that at the two dots. So it says the following: Omar Rav Chametz Bizmano Bein Bemino Bein Shelo Bemino Asur. We just finished saying that if it's Min Beneinu Mino, everybody agrees in all Shitos and in all cases and in all Isurim that it's Batel. The answer is that Chametz is more Chamur because of the Isakares. And therefore, we're going to make a gzera that if today we're going to allow you to rely on bittul and min b'she'eno mino, tomorrow you're going to rely on bittul and min b'mino, which is an absolute no-no according to Rav. However, shelo bizmano, let's say shelo bizmano would mean before Pesach or after Pesach. So now you have a mixture, so it's going to go the regular way, like any other Isur, because you don't have the chumra of an Isur Kares, and applying the yardstick of Kol Isurei Torah, we're going to say the following: Bimino Asur. Why? Because Rav, like Shmuel, holds that Min Bimino ain't a bottle in all Isurei Torah. That's based on a diuk in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. It says Zaklal. And Rav and Shmuel say Zaklal, meaning the Mishnah added the Zaklal to tell you that not only in Yain Nesach is Min Bimino Asur B'mashu, but even in Shari Suri Torah Min Bimino. But Shalom Bimino Mutter. And the Gemara is going to try to clarify that Shalom Bimino Mutter has to be referring to a case of a mashu, meaning where there is shishim. Because again, if there's no shishim, let's say you have one piece of chametz, and the volume of the irokos of shelo b'mino is 30 times that one piece of chametz, then that's usur in kol yisurei Torah. So it doesn't make any sense that Rav would say that kodim zman or liachar zman or whatever it might be is min b'shelo mino mutter if it's a case of 1 to 30. So it must be a case of a mashu, meaning it's 1 to shishin. So that's what the Gemara clarifies now. B'may askinu Elaim have been all same time. If you're telling me that it's less than 1 to 60, is shalob, is mana shalob, mino mutter? How could it be mutter in min v'sheino mino? Min v'sheino mino requires shishim. That's partial. Hayoiv taima. Because any mixture of min v'sheino mino gives a time. Hello, we're going to have to say b'mashu. Oh. So now the Gemara says b'mashu, that we're certainly talking about a case where there is a ratio of heter of 60 connected to one of Isur. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the entire statement of Rav. Chametz bizmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, osur. Rav l'tame. Rav is going according to his shita. De Rav, ushmul de amin chavayu, kol Isur and Shabbat Torah. All the taruvs of any Isur in the Torah b'mino is also right, because that's what he derives from Zaklal in the Mishnah in Yayin Nesach. Is therefore, as far as mino is concerned, min b'mino is b'mashahu. And as we said before, this is based on the Shita of Yehuda that min b'mino afilu b'elef lo batel. There's no bittel with min b'mino, because according to Yehuda, the whole concept of min b'mino is a battle over the time. You have two things that are at loggerheads, because this one has one time and this one has a different time. But if it's min b'mino, they all have the same time. Well, what power of bittel are you going to use? So therefore, we understand that according to Rav, in the case of min b'mino, it's going to be asur even b'mashu. And that simply is an application of the universal rules that apply to tarovas of any isur. There's nothing different here about chametz than nevela or trefa or any isur. Oh, but now we get to shelo b'mino b'no sein tam, meaning that Rav holds that there is a din of bittul b'shishim, albeit in the case of min b'sheino mino. So therefore, we understand that that Rav should certainly say that a mashu is also min b'mino, but why why did he go a step further and he excluded Bittul in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino in Chomis Bismano? And that's what the Gemara says, that Rav adds a little bit of an extra chumer here, and Gozar, he made Xer in the case of Chomis Bismano, let's call it an Issa Kares, right? Shalom Bimino Otu Mino. In other words, if we allow you to rely on Bittul and Shalom Bimino, you're going to go a step further and you're going to rely on Bittul even Bimino. So that's again as far as Chomets Bismano. That's where Rav made this Xera. So I have a footnote here. He says, Hatam Shehichmi Rav Bechomets Ligzar Eno Mino Otu Mino Yosef Ishar Isurei Torah. Is Rashi, here we have Machlok between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says the reason for this Chumrin Chomets is because it's an Isur Kares. The Gozar Dafka B'Isur Kares Shal Chomets. So now Rashi has a problem. We don't find other Chiyuve Kares. For example, what about Chelev is also Chayv Kares? Dam is also Chayv Kares. So the answer is, this is offered by the Ram Chalva, that ain b'nei yonim b'dilim mi'chametz kol ha'shana kula. We have a special chumra in chametz because a lo b'dilim b'nei. You may recall that we saw this svara in Tosus at the very beginning of Masechet Pesachim. Why is it that with regard to no other isur, like Klaikerim, Orla, Basmo, we never found the din of Bedika? But here in the Mishnah at the beginning of Pesach, it says, Orli Abbas and Bodkim and Sachomets, why are we Machmir Chomets and not Shari Surim? So Tosus answers, because Lo Bedilimine, because we're used to eating Chomets the whole year round. So we have to be more Machmir and Chomets. Here too, since it's Lo Bedilimine, therefore, although in Chalev and Dam, you would apply the din of Bittul, Min B'Sheino Mino, even though it's Chayv Kares, but it's not to be equated with Chomets, because Dam and Chelev are Bedili Minei. That's as far as Rashi is concerned. The Rambam will soon see, comes up with a whole other reason for Rav, and Rav is not based on the Chumra of Chomets, but it has something to do with what we call a Dabar Sheish Lo Matirim, which Belineta will get to a little bit later on. Just keep a mental note of it, that right now we're holding with Rashi. Okay, now we're up to Shalom Bismano. So Chomet Shalom Bismano, we're going to assume, is like all other Isurim. It doesn't have the Chumra of Achiyuv Kares. Now, not only that, you could say about Chomet Shalom Bismano, if we're talking about Liachar Bismano, it's also not a Dabar Sheish Lo Matirim. In other words, you could talk about Chomet on Pesach, will become Mutter after Pesach, but not... Okay. Shalom Bismano Bimino Asur. That's because Rav accepts the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And now, this Rabbi Yehuda is not the Rabbi Yehuda I just mentioned before. We should make a confusion. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda, right. But it's not the same Shita. Yeah. The Rabbi Yehuda we mentioned before is the Rabbi Yehuda of Min Bimino Afilu Be'elef Lo Bato. This Rabbi Yehuda is that Chomets Shalom Bismano is Asur Min HaTorah. Later on, we're going to see that according to Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, back on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and he holds that Chomet Shalom Bismano is also Min Rabbanon, that's only Be'en. But if it's mixed up in a Tarovas, possibly even in a Tarovas of Rov, it's going to be Mutter. But we're holding now like Rabbi Yehuda that Chomet Shalom Bismano is also Min HaTorah. And just to jolt your memory, in case you forgot, Rabbi Yehuda has three times it says in the Torah Lo Yochal, one for Kodem Zmano, one for Tov Zmano, and one for Liachar Zmano. So in other words, now Chomets in the Taroves, even Liachar Zmano, has the same status as all Isuri Torah, because you're talking about an Isu Doraisa. And therefore, Bimino is low bottle, because that's Rav and Shmuel Shita in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Min Bimino is low bottle. Oh, but what about Shalom Bimino? Shalom Bimino Mutter, because we're talking about a case of a Mashu. There is Shishim to be Mavatel, the Chomet Shalom Bismano. Why not make a Gzera, like we saw, the Chomet Bismano, that if you're going to be Matir Shishim in Min B'Sheino Bino, you might come to be Matir Shishim in Min Bimino, and Min Bimino is a few Belflo Bottle. So Gemara says that the Shalom Bismano, Shalom Bismino Atumino, Kuli Hai Lo Gazrino. What you're worried about is really chametz bismano. So you're going to tell me the following, that I'm going to make the following two mistakes. I'm going to make a mistake of equating mino and shalom mino with mino, and make, I'm going to jump to that conclusion and apply shishim and mino. And not only that, I'm going to make a mistake from shalom bismano to bismano. Because again, shalom bismano, it's not such a problem. It's not an isakaris, and we never found a gzera. You see, Rabbi Ose, it's a simple calculation. I'm saying dvarim pshutim, so you'll be meichel me for telling you things that are like so elementary. But for me, it's important. If you were to make a gzera of shalom bimino atu mino, then basically you've completely undermined the din of bittul. Why? Because Rav holds that there's no bittul of min b'mino. So if you're going to tell me that every case of min shalom b'mino, we have to worry about confusing it with mino, then forget it. You've just taken a piece of the Torah and you've ripped it out of the Torah. You know, there's no din of bittul. We know there's a din of bittul. Bittul b'shishim. Oh, the answer is, it's a special chumrah of chametz. Then in chametz, because the nature of chametz as an isa chomer, lobedilamine, kares, etc., therefore we're worried about this confusion between shalom amino and mino. But when we get to shalom bismano, so when you tell me, if I allow him to use shishim in min b'sheno mino, in lo bismano, he's going to confuse it with mino, and not only that, he's going to confuse it with bismano. So I'll read to you the Hebrew translation. He says, sorry, if chametz shalom bismano b'sheno mino, the Eino no Saint Tom, right? It's a mashu because it's a ratio of 1 to 60. Lo gazu bo atu mino kemo shegazu al chametz bismano. Shekain shalom bismano ain isuro chomer kol kach kevin shein bo kares. Right? V'dino kikol isur shabat Torah shalom gazu bam. So the gzera was only made in chametz bismano because of the chumra of chametz. Now we're ready for Shmuel. Because this sugya is going to present no less than 3 shitos. So Rav Shita, we pretty much have down pat. Now we're up to Shmuel. Shmuel Omar, Chametz Bismano Bimino Asur, Shalom Bismino Mutar. In other words, Shmuel never accepted this gzera of Rav, this chumra of Chametz, that if we allowed you to apply the principle of bittul b'shishim in the case of shalom b'mino, you're going to come to confuse mino with shalom mino and mino, and you're going to apply the same yardstick to mino and shalom b'zmano bein b'mino u'b'shalom b'mino mutar. Now here we have a problem, and that's what the Gemara is going to clarify right now. Shmuel holds like Rav that min b'mino is lo bottle. So how could it be that shalom b'zmano, which is an isa doraisa, again that's before we introduce Reb Shimon, now we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that Chomet Shalom Bisman is awesome in a Torah, how can it be that Min Bimino is Mutter? There is no Din of Bittul in Min Bimino because Shmuel holds like Rav. So Gemara explains, I'm just going to make a bracha here, but I told you Chomet Bismano Bimino Asur. Okay, that makes sense. Shmuel Tameh, the Rav of Shmuel Diabri Chavayel is the sugin in Avodah Zorah that we started with today, Ayin Gimel Amin Peis. Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Bimino Asurim Bimashu. Now, there is no Bittul in Min Bimino. Shalom Bimino, Bino Saint Tab. We only apply Bittul and Shishim in Shalom Bimino. That's fine. Comes along Rav, and Rav argues, but wait, if you can allow him to use Bittul in Shalom Bimino, he's going to confuse it and apply it even in the case of Mino. Shmuel disagrees. Shalom b'mino atu b'mino lo gazrina, lo gaza. Shmuel never accepted that gzera. Fine. So you have many times a machlokas about whether we accept the gzera or we don't accept the gzera. That's not something that we have to get alarmed about. Maybe Shmuel holds that it's very obvious to a person that these are two different categories of tarovas. There's one category called min b'mino, another is called min b'sheno mino. Even intuitively, he will understand that in min b'mino you can't apply bittul. It's all the same time. I don't know. Oh, but here's the crunch. Shalom bismano. How can we be matir a tarovas of chomet shalom bismano in a case of min b'mino? That corners Shmuel into a contradictory corner over here. So he says, "Beit Rabbi Shimon." It means that Shmuel never paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That Chomet Shalom is Matas Osim in Torah. Rather, he accepted the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we learned back on Daf Chav Ches. That Chomet Shalom is Mano is only an Isur Derabbanon, and the Rabbanon instituted a knas because they're afraid that if we allow you to have benefit from the Chomet after Pesach, you'll leave it in your possession over Pesach. And the Chachamim only made that knas with what's called Chomet Be'en, that Chomet that you can identify. But if you can't identify that Chomet, it's Betaroves, then that's not considered us. So we're going to have to embellish this as we go along through the sugya, but basically, again, we're not allowing you to take chometz after Pesach and mix it into a tarofes, because then we would just be undermining the entire enterprise of the knas, because then you could easily circumvent the knas. But in a case where the chometz got mixed in, and it's not be'en, in such a case the chachomim did not institute the knas. Now here we're going to have an issue. When exactly did the chometz get mixed in? Did it get mixed in on Pesach itself? Because if it got mixed in on Pesach, then Shmuel agrees that it's not bottle, at least in the case of Min Bimina. So imagine if you had a mixture of chometz and matzah on Pesach. According to Shmuel, it's awesome. Correct? Because chometz and matzah is Min Bimina.
Right.
Now you're going to tell me after Pesach, well, it's not be'en, and therefore it's mutter. Well, you just finished telling me that it wasn't bottle. So if it wasn't bottle, now all of a sudden it became bottle. And maybe that's exactly what it is. You know, we usually have a principle chos v'nir, that it goes l'chumra. That, you know, if you have reasons why something was originally bottle, but now it's no longer applicable, so it kind of gets resurrected from the dead and becomes awesome. Here we're going in the opposite direction. You have something that wasn't bottle, and now we want to apply the principle of bittel, because it's not chometz be'en. Now, if on the other hand the chometz got mixed up after Pesach, so there was never a din of bittel here, and the answer is that when the iser emerges, then it's already in a mixture and it's not be'en. Okay. Now we get to the third sheet, and that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar chometz bizmano. Bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino also. Keep in mind that Rabbi Yochanan, like Reish Lakish, disagreed with Rav and Shmuel in Avodah Zarah. And they accepted the principle of bittul even in the case of min b'mino. And honestly, what I think is going on is the following. That min b'mino should be bottom of rov. We're not going to allow the principle of rov to operate here in a case of lach balach. And the reason for that is because we're afraid you might confuse it with min b'she'eno mino. Correct? But generally speaking, what we have here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is that bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, it's batel b'shishin. You know, a mashu is mutter. And we're going to apply that to chametz, even bizmano. So therefore, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, asur b'nosein tam. Meaning if it's less than shishim, it'll be asur. If it's more than shishim, it'll be mutter. And because again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll soon see Reish Lakish, the only exception to this rule is Yayin Nesach. In Yayin Nesach, we have a Mishnah that says that there's no bittul in Yayin Nesach, and it's awesome. So you have a mixture of Yayin Nesach with Yayin Heter, kosher wine with non-kosher wine, and it's going to be awesome. That's a chumrah of Yayin Nesach. Beyond the walls, beyond the four cubits of Yayin Nesach, we're going to apply the principle of bittul, even in a case of min b'mino, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of chametz. There's no special chumrah of chametz. Chametz is not like avodah zarah, and therefore chametz falls into the category of general isurim, and it's subject to bittul. And that's called b'nosein tam. Okay, that's good. Now we get to shalom bizmano. Shalom bizmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino mutter. And that sounds like Shmuel, because we said according to Shmuel that chomet shalom bizmano Bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino muta. So must be the Rabbi Yochanan is also accepting Rabbi Shimon that chomer shalom b'zmano is only a knas, and the knas only applies to be'en. So that's what the Gemara clarifies. Chomer b'zmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino b'no seintam. Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei, the Rabbi Yochanan reish lokish, the amri shavai kol isur shabbat Torah, with the exception of Yayin Nesa, is bein b'minon, bein shalom b'minon, os asurim, or what, b'no seintam. In other words, it all depends upon whether it's shishim. And that's because Rabbi Yochanan reish lokish never accepted the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino afil b'yelaflo batel, but rather the shita of the chachamim, that min b'mino is batel. Again, we're going to apply the standards of Shishim. We're going to jack it up from Rov to Shishim because of Min B'She'eino Mino, but Min B'Mino itself lends itself to Bito. And we're not going to upgrade Chomeis according to Rabbi Yochanan to some special status with a new Chumra. Shalom B'Zmano, Ben B'Mino, but Shalom B'Mino Mutar M'Kir of Shimon. Then we can add here Kishmuel, because both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan accepted the Shita of Shimon. That Chomeis Shalom B'Zmano is not Da'orais, so it's only a knas chachamim, and the chacham only institute that knas if it's chametz be'en. So I have here a short paragraph in the Masifta in which he summarizes the three shitas of Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. But I think we could write the text ourselves. According to Rav, chametz bizmano is asur b'mashuv. Again, that's not a chiddush if you're talking about min b'mino, but the chiddush here is that chametz bizmano is asur, even min b'she'eino mino, which is not something that we found in any other isurin. And we're going to be machmir for chametz. We added two reasons. Number one, because chametz is also b'kareis, and number two, it's lo b'dilimine. So that's the gzera of Rav of eino mino atu mino. If we allow you in eino mino to rely on shishim, then you'll apply the principle of shishim even to mino. Shalom bizmano, chametz has a din of all isurei Torah. And again, we're holding now like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz shalom bizmano is also in a Torah without kares, and therefore b'mino it's going to be also b'mashu, and shalom b'mino will be batul b'ro. I'm sorry, batul b'shishim. And now we have Shmuel. Shmuel disagrees with Rav on two counts. Number one, he never accepted the gzera in chametz bizmano of Eino mino ato mino, and therefore Shmuel is going to go with chametz the way he would go with any isur Torah, that min b'mino is asur b'mashu, but min b'she'eino mino is going to be batel b'shishu. And then we have Rabbi Yochanan, who in general holds that as far as all isurei Torah, min b'mino is batel, so therefore chametz b'zmano is going to be batel, and that means it will be batel bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino, but shalom b'zmano. Both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are going to apply the principle of Bittul, and that's going to apply Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, because Chametz Shalom B'zman is only Derabbanan like Rabbi Shimon, and it's only a Knas, and that Knas only applies to B'n. Now the Gemara addresses the fine question, how do we paskin in this three-way machlokas? So I'll tell you what I would guess over here. I mean, I've already seen this Gemara, but I'm saying right away intuitively, based on what we know from our limited knowledge, but some familiarity of Pesach, is we would say that we passing like Reb Shimon, that Chomei Shalom Bizman is only Derabbanan, and if it's only Derabbanan, we could be Mekel in a Tarovus if it's not Be'en. But now let's talk about Chometz Bizman. Now you're talking about a real Da'oraisa. So you have two issues here. You have issue number one, what's the deal with Min B'mino? Do we pass like Rav and Shmuel that Min B'mino, again based on Rabbi Yehuda, is low batel? Or do we pass like the Chachom that Min B'mino is batel? And number two, the second issue is, even if Atim Tzolomar that Min B'mino is low batel, and we pass like Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan, like the Chacham against Rabbi Yehuda, but what's going to be in the case of Chametz? Should we institute a gzera of Shalom B'mino or Tumino? Amar Rava, Hilchasa Chametz Bizmano Bein B'mino Bein Shalom B'mino Asur. Whose sheet is that? Rav. And why is that? Because the chumra of chametz bizmano is going to be asur b'mashu. Now again, Rabbi, so we're going to have to ask another question here. What happens if the tarovus took place on Erev Pesach? Right? That at that point we don't have any sukkaris yet. Can we judge chametz before Pesach as if it was shari suri Torah, which means that shalom b'mino would be bottled the shishim, and that's no get to all our medications. I mean, in the old days they used to use what's it called, grain alcohol. Today I don't know. It's hard to find ethyl. You know, all our alcohol is synthesized. So in the old days you opened up your cabinet and all you saw was tarovus chametz. But today that's not really so anymore. He says the following. So chametz bismano, bein bimino, bein shalo bimino osur. Afilu bimashu kirav. So we're going to accept the chumra of Rav that chametz is upgraded to a whole different status. We're not going to apply the universal yardstick that applies to all isurim to chametz, namely the din of bitul, at least bimin b'she'eno bino chaj. No, we're going to accept the double chumra here. We're going to paskin against Rabbi Yochanan that min bimino is lo batel, and not only that, we're going to extend that hafkas bitul even to min be shalom bimino.
Atumino.
Now we get to shalom bismano. Oh, here we're going to accept Rabbi Shimon. Good. This we said intuitively. Shalom bismano, bein bimino, bein shalom bimino, muta ki Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now on this line in the Gemara, if you can underline it, we're going to have a whole bunch of shitos. Okay, so we'll get to that in just a minute. Let's just finish to the two dots. So the Gemara says the following: Umi Amar Rava Hachi. Is it true that Rava made this statement? We have another statement of Rava. Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon, Knasa Kanis. Hold the avrala be bal yiroa u bal yimotze. So it means that even according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a doraisa here in chamisha avrala v'pesach. What is the doraisa? The doraisa is bal yiroa bal yimotze. So if on Pesach he violated bal yiroa bal yimotze on this chametz, so what's the deal with the chametz after Pesach? Why shouldn't we apply the same principle of a doraisa after Pesach, which would mean at the very least that in the case of min bimino it's not batel? So Gemara says, "Hani mili biene." When did the Chachamim say that chametz is also after Pesach? Because on Pesach it was subject to the violation of ayirav ayimotz. That's only be'en, when the chametz is intact and we see it in front of us. So the chametz is in a mixture. Lo, they didn't institute the knas. The as the rav l'tameh, the Omar rav instructed. He said the following: Ki avina be Rav Nachman. I was at the house of Rav Nachman. Ki avinafki shive yomei de pischa. And it was after the 7 days of Pesach passed on. Omar lon, Rav Nachman instructed us: Puku Uzvinu Chamira de Bnei Chela. Go out and buy the chametz of the non-Jews. Bnei Chela means the non-Jewish soldiers. Even though that chametz was baked on Pesach, but the answer is that chametz shavala Pesach is mutar min haTorah. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds chametz shavala Pesach osur min haTorah, even if the chametz was owned by a guy during Pesach, it becomes osur afterwards. Because remember, Rav Acha was chozer bo, he never, Lamaskone, he rescinded his original gzeira shav of siar de'achila to sar of ria, so that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that chametz shavu pesach is osur v'achilu v'anom in the raisa, period, whether it was owned by a guy or it was owned by a Jew. How then could Rava, or based on the Pesach of Rav Nachman, how could he instruct the people after Pesach to buy chametz from Goyim? After all, that chametz was chametz shavuot haPesach. The answer is because Rav accepted the sheet of Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda, and chametz shavuot haPesach is not doraisa. It's all a matter of a takonis chachamim, which is a knas, and the knas is only for chametz that lends itself to bayiro bayimotzi, namely, it was in the possession of the Jew, not as far as chametz that was in the possession of the Jew. All right, let's get back to the line that we saw before that Rava makes a distinction between chametz bizmano and chametz shelo bizmano. And as far as chametz bizmano is concerned, Rava paskins like Rav that bein bimino bein shelo bimino osur bimashu. He never accepted bittul as far as the tarovis of chametz bizmano. So Rashi on Tapia Omar Rava on the Tapia Daf Lamed Omar Aleph, Rashi says that basically Rava paskins in Kol Isurei Torah that min bimino is osu b'mashahu. Okay, then min bimino is osu b'mashahu. V'loshani lon bein chametz l'shar isurim. But where does chametz stand out? La halacha, if Rav accepts Rav that there's no din of bittul b'min b'mino, and the answer is that here in chametz we extended it and we will mafkir bittul even in min b'she'eino mino. El baha milsa. Here's where chametz emerges as a separate entity. L'chumra, the gazar. Rav accepted the gzera of Rav. Shelo b'mino atu mino. Okay, shamina mine. Now we have to paskin. Rashi says very unusual Rashi. The Rashi sees in the Gemara. Now he wants to. He has an agenda to paskin a different shaila, not the shaila of Rav. And he says that. Now how do you read this here? Chelev shenafal k'dera oser b'mashahu. Let me just see if that's chelev or cholov. Yeah, he says chelev here. Nagos v'tziyunim. So I guess he's assuming that chelev has a din of basar, and if it falls into a k'dera and there's meat in the k'dera, then it's min b'mino, and min b'mino is oser b'mashahu v'chein halacha. V'had the kaimel kol isum shabat Torah b'shishim. We have a principle which is established in Masechta Avodah Zarah that all Isurim are batal b'shishim, says Rashi. Hani mili, I'm adding a few words here, b'shalo b'mino. If it's min b'shalo mino. Wow. So this is the very, very famous Rashi that we paskin, that min b'mino is b'mashu in Kol HaTorah Kula, which means basically we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim, and like Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Tosus points out on the third line from the top of the page, in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes, is Rabbi Yehuda. The Af Rebbe Ka'omar Hasam Nirim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi himself in Chulin Kuf Tes accepts the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that min demino is eno. But okay, now he has a Rashi here in Masechta Avodah Zarah, and that's the subject of this long, long Tosus here. So let's leave it for the time being. Maybe we'll come back to this Tosus. I just want to give you a kind of an overview. Number one, Aleph is Rashi. Number two is going to be Rabbeinu Tam. Number three is going to be the Rambam. So let's go through. Rashi holds that Rava paskins la halacha like Rav, who in turn is paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that in all Isurei Torah min b'mino eno batel, and Rav accepts the gzera of Rav in the case of chametz, that gazrinan she'eno mino otu mino. That's Rashi Shita. Then we get to Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbi Tam is quoted here about halfway down this Tosfos. You'll see he says, Rabbi Tam, Omer kol elu eino rayas, and ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi, etc., etc. And Rabbi Tam says the following, that even if you have the girsa that we have, chometz bizmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino osu b'mashu k'Rav, but nevertheless, Rav himself paskins like Rav, but for a different reason entirely. Rav holds that in all Isurei Torah, min b'mino is b'mashu. Rav holds that in all Isurei Torah, min b'mino is b'no sein tam. because Rava belongs to the camp of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that min bimino is batel. But in Chametz, Rav, and Rav accepted Rav, but for a different reason. Again, Rav's fundamental point, you know, the foundation of Rav is that that Rav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that min bimino is eno batel. Rav never accepted that principle. Rav is on the camp of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that min bimino is batel. Rav accepted the chumrah of chametz, but a double chumrah of chametz. Number one, we suspend the halach of min bimino, and therefore, although in all Isuri Torah, Rava passes like Rabbi Yochanan, min bimino is b'no same time, but in chametz, it's also b'mash, because of the chumrah of chametz. And once they accepted the chumrah of chametz in min bimino, they extended it even to min b'she'eno mino. Now this shita, Rabbeinu Tam, is also the shita of the Ramban, that the chumras chametz, because it's kares, and because it's bal yirobay matzei, and lo b'dilimine, they were machmir and chametz, and although bittel applies to all isurim, and that would apply both in min b'mino and in min b'she'eno mino, because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but nevertheless, Rava says in chametz there is no bittel, and chametz is also mamash because of the three-way chumrah of chametz. Okay. Then you'll see about five lines up before the end of this Tosfos, you'll see something. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. This is a second statement of Rabbeinu Tam. This is Rabbeinu Tam, Roman numeral number 2. And he now changes the girsa, because our text says, Omar Rava Hilchasa Kirav, right, b'mashahu, meaning that we accept the principle of mashahu. But on the contrary, says Rabbeinu Tam now, that we're not going to accept that kirav, that girsa of kirav, or mashu kirav, but rather Rava accepted Rabbi Yochanan, that chametz bismano bein bimino bein she'edo mino is batel b'shishim, and it's only aser b'no same tam. But even though Rabbeinu Tam suggested this alternative girsa, he himself, Rabbeinu Tam, lo samach al hora aso l'maisa. He did not rely on this psak. Lahati tarovas chametz mashu bepesach. And hatam shelo pasak bebefurish hilchasak Rabbi Yochanan. If you have the second Rabbeinu Tam and you reject the girs of kirav, why didn't the Gemara just say halach Rabbi Yochanan? Mishum shimkein hoyef shalom shelo pasak kamoso ela bismano of shelo bismano lo. Okay, so he has a technical reason why the Gemara left out the Kirav Yochanan. So again, just summarizing. We have Rashi. Rashi has the Girsa Kirav, and he accepts it hook, line, and sinker, that Rava paskin like Rav. Number one, he paskin like Rav in Kali Surita, the min bimino ain't no batel. Number two, he paskin like Rav that in Chametz, because the Chumrah of Chametz, we can extend the din of Mashu to min b'sheino mino. Rabbeinu Tam in the first round says no. Rava accepts the shita of Rabbi Yochanan as far as Koli Surei Torah, which means that min b'mino will be batel, and there is a din of shishim in min b'mino. But in chametz we were machmer because of the three reasons of why we were machmer in chametz, and therefore chametz is also b'mashu bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino. But we do not accept the shita of Rav, who in turn accept the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that in all Yisuri Torah, min b'mino is also. Then we have a third shita, which is Rabbeinu Tam, take out the girsa kirav, and basically Rabbi Pasuk is like Rabbi Yochanan, and chametz bein bismano, and bein shalom bismano. I should say no, let me say it differently. Chametz bismano bein b'mino, ubein shalom b'mino is aser, only if there's no Saint Tom, but it's mutter b'mashu, it's mutter if you have shishim. And then, in fact, Rabbeinu Tam did not want to rely on that psak, Lamaisa, because he was afraid of the other girsa, the girsa of Rashi. Now we get to the last of the shitas, and that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam shita is in the 15th perek of Macholas Asuris, and the Rambam and the Ramban in this case and the Ran all came up with the same shita, that Rava paskins like Rav, but not for the same reason. Rav holds that in all Isuri Torah, min b'mino is b'mashu. Rava holds in all Isuri Torah, like Rabbi Yochanan, min b'mino is b'no same tam. So far, it's identical with Rabbeinu Tam. However, chametz is also b'mashu, but according to the Rambam, not because of the chumra of chametz, but rather because it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Sharei liachar Pesach mutar min haTorah. And therefore there's no bittul, because we have a principle that a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not bittul. Now here the Rishonim ask a kasha on the Shitas Rambam, Ramban and Ran. How could it be that chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, which means that after Pesach it becomes mutar? After all, chametz is aser after Pesach as well. Even according to Rav Shimon, it's not, although I have to admit, it's not an Issa Torah after Pesach, but it is at least an Issa Derabbanan Mishum Knas. So the answer is, Eino nechshav kidover sheish lamatirin sherei min haTorah mutol yachar Pesach, velo osru chachomim el lahachmir olav. They were only machmir him, but not to say that chametz is now a davar she'ein lo matirin, right? You hear the paradox here, Rabbi. So if you call it a davar she'ein lo matirin, then paradoxically you're being mekil,
right?
Because then it's subject to bittul. So the Rabbanan are not going to make it into a davar she'ein lo matirin in order to allow you to have bittul, when the Torah would say there's no bittul here because it's a davar she'ein lo matirin. So afal gav she davar she'ein lo matirin ain't a batel. He says, even though a davar she'ein lo matirin is not batel, and now you would say what? That it's not batel because you can eat it later on, beheta. He says here you can't eat it later on, beheta, but that's not going to change the status of the chametz as a davar she'ein lo matirin, because as far as the Torah law is concerned, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin. Then he says the following. Okay, we're going to get to chametz on Erev Pesach in just a second, but first I wanted to add one other line here. He says, V'af shema shedover sheyesh lo matirin eino batel, the halacha that a dover sheyesh matirin is not batel, eino ela b'nisarev b'mino, avol b'nisarev b'she'eino minu batel. Okay, let me stop in the middle of a sentence here. There are two types of tarovis, and they're fundamentally different, one from the other. One tarovis means we completely wipe out the Iser. It just doesn't exist anymore. That's called min b'sheino mino. So min b'sheino mino, when you have shishim, the tam is completely gone. It's not that the Torah comes along to be matir the tam, but it just doesn't exist. The other type of tarovis is a different one entirely. That's called min b'mino. In min b'mino, there is a tam, but the Torah relies on the heter of bittul. Bittul now comes as a matir. So the Torah says, you know when you're going to rely on the bittul as a matir? That's only if in the absence of the matir, it's going to remain aser. But if it's going to become mutter anyway, then the Torah's not going to rely on the matir of bittul. But a mivish eino mino, that means that the tam is completely gone. It's history. You know, the genie took it away, right? So there's no tam over here. And therefore, even in the davar sheyesh lo matirin, it would be batel. So how could the Rambam say that we paskin like Rava, and that chametz bizmano, since it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, is not batel? Rava's talking bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, correct? Let's read it again. Amar Rava, hilchas chametz bizmano, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino also. So Bishleim, if you're going with the other Rishonim, that Rava's coming up with a Chumra of Chametz, Nicha. But according to the Rambam, Rava's not coming up with a Chumra of Chametz. within the laws of bittul, we have a proviso that it's got to be a davar she'ein lo matirin. But if it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, there's no bittul. Now, if that be the case, then what does Rava mean when he says bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino? In the case of shelo b'mino, there's bittul even if it's a davar she'ein lo matirin. So he says mikomakom gozar Rava kirav al she'ein lo mino otu mino. Here's where Rava did accept Rav. Again, fundamentally, Rava never accepted Rav. He was only applying the principle in Taromis of Dovah Sheish Lomatiri. And therefore, Rava holds that in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Taromis, where it's an Issa that remains Asur, right? It's a Dovah Sheish Lomatiri, then it'll be Batal. It'll be Batal, Bein Vimino, Bein Shein Omino. Because Rav accepts Rav Yochanan. What happened to Chametz? And here we're going to have to ask a question about Rav Yochanan, but at least Rava says, well, Chametz is different because it's a Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. So we have two questions to ask. The first question is, why is it Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin? It'll be also after Pesach. And the answer is that the Knas, the Rabban, is not Lekula, it's only Lechumra. If you're going to tell me that because of the Knas, it becomes a Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin, and it's Batal, then you're applying the Knas Lekula. Now we have a second question. How could Rava extend this halacha to Eino Mino? The halacha that a Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin is not Batal only applies Min B'mino. But Min B'sheino Mino, whereas we said before, the Tav is completely gone, is then everybody agrees that it's Batal, even in the case of Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. How could Rava say that Chometz B'Pesach is Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino is also B'mashu? So the answer to that is a very profound answer. And he says the following. I'll read it to you one more time. He says that here Rav accepts the sheet of Rav of Gazrinon Eino Mino Atumino. So it's not really fair. It would be too simplistic to say that Rav rejects Rav. In fact, Rav accepts Rav. He doesn't accept Rav about the fundamentals, meaning that Min B'mino is Eino Batal because Min B'mino is never Batal. That Rav never accepted. Min B'mino would be Batal. But the exception to the rule, which has nothing to do with Chometz per se, is that a Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin in Min B'mino is not Batal, and Chometz is a Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. But why do we say that Chometz is also Mamashu even in a Min B'she'eino Mino? You take matzah and you cook it with vegetables. And that's because Rav accepted Rav that Gazrinon Eino Mino Otu Mino. Now I want to talk to you about Chometz before Pesach. According to the Shita of Rambam, that Chometz is also b'mashu because of the Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin, then l'chora that should apply even on Erev Pesach. So let's say it's 12 noon on the 14th of Nisan, and Chometz gets mixed up in a taroves. Once again, we should assume that it's also b'mashu, for the very same reason that Chometz is also b'mashu, meaning after Pesach it'll be mutter. And that's what the Ritva concludes. However, the Rishonim say no. That in Chometz b'Pesach we have a chumra of kares, and that doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. And therefore, we're going to suspend the principle of Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. How so? Omna Matzinu Cholkim, HaKesef Mishnah, okay, the names here I'm not yet familiar with, but he says, Gam L'shitas HaRambam, HaTam, Shel Yesh Lo Matirim, Shach Rak V'min V'mino, Al B'Torah Min V'sheino Mino, K'sheino No Sintam, meaning Zerish Shishim, Eino Asur. And the reason for that is because it is batel b'shishim, and it's batel b'shishim, then there's no din of Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. But yet, nevertheless, in Min v'sheino mino, the Rambam is going to ask him b'mash. And why is that so? And the answer is because the pasuk says, kol machmetzes lo tochelu. And kol machmetzes lo tochelu means that any type of chametz whatsoever, even a mashu, is also. And that's why chametz of min b'sheino mino is also. Now, I'm not sure, but it seems to me that this is not like what we said before, that we make a gzera of min b'sheino mino atumino, but because of a separate reasoning that applies to chametz derived from the pasuk called machmetz eslo tochelu. Now, Iser Zev, Kol Machmetz Lo Tochelu, Eino Noeg Ela B'toch HaPesach. And therefore, on Erev Pesach, since there's no Iser Kol Machmetz Lo Tochelu, we're going to apply Bittul. In what case? We're going to apply Bittul, certainly in Min B'Sheino Mino. What about Min B'Mino? Just 1 second, give me 1 second here. Pishitas are Rambam. So again, the Magid Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, even Erev Pesach, it's going to be considered a Dovah Sheishlo Matirin, and therefore it's not Bottle. Oh. But those who disagree, what do they hold? Hu Mishum Chumra the Karis. The Ein Ze Ela Toch HaPesach. All right. Now he has a kesef mishnah. Gam l'shitas around my tam sheish lo matirin shaykh rak v'min v'mino. So I think this kesef mishnah is against what we said before. We extended min v'sheino mino because of the gzeir of ra. Now he's operating according to the Rambam on a different level, and he's saying that the problem of min v'sheino mino is because of a pasuk. Kol machmetzes lo socheilu, and that pasuk doesn't apply in Erev Pesach. All right. Again, there's a lot more here, but that's what we have. So now, Rabosai, why is it that Rava instructed the people to buy the chametz from the guy? You know, in my upbringing, you gentlemen probably never heard of it, but there was a chain of groceries called the A&P. You remember this? So that was owned, they have in Chicago too, A&P? Okay, so I didn't know. I'm not a Chicagoan. When I spent any long time in Chicago, it was only because of the weather conditions. And it wasn't always because of the weather conditions in the Midwest. It was very often because of a snowstorm in the East that I couldn't get over to New York. So I don't know about A&P in Chicago, but A&P in New York, it was owned by Goyim. And we were able to buy chametz right after Pesach from the goyim, and that's exactly what Rava says here. The only problem is that chametz shavul of a Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda at least, applies even to chametz that's in the possession of a guy. And that's what the Gemara wants to suggest here, that as far as Rava is concerned, Rava relied on Rav Shimon. And if you recall, even Shmuel paskin like Rav Shimon, and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, everybody gangs up on Rav, and paskins like Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon holds that Chametz Shavu'ah of Pesach is only also Mishum Knas, and that only applies when? In a Tarovus of Chametz. I'm sorry, in a Be'en of Chametz, but not in a Tarovus of Chametz. So what I'm trying to figure out here is, when the Gemara says that chametz is mutar b'tarovus, if it's chametz shavu'ah of a Pesach, then what does it mean? What kind of tarovus? Is it enough to apply rov, or you need shishim? So before we get to that question again, if the chametz is be'en, and it was belonged to a guy, then I can buy it, because there's no knas, there's no chametz shavu'ah of a Pesach, there's no bali rov by a mutz. Now the chametz was owned by Yisrael, and after Pesach, it gets mixed up in a Taroves, and Rovas says that it's Mutter, and Shmuel also, and Rabbi Yochanan, they all say it's Mutter. Why? Because the Iser Chametz, Shavu'ah of Pesach, is only B'en. So let me just read to you one short footnote, and then we'll call it a day. He says the following, Shalo b'zmano, Mutter, Bein b'mino, Bein Shalo b'mino. So again, even according to Shmuel, who holds like Rav, who holds like Rav Yehuda, that min b'mino is ain't a batel, but in the case of chametz shavu'ah of Pesach, min b'mino will be batel. So he writes on the bottom, nechleku aposkim im mutar af b'nosei tam. So we're talking about min b'sheino mino, correct? And we're talking about chametz shavu'ah of Pesach. And it's batel because it's not be'en. Is this applicable even if it's b'nosei tam? So he says the following. According to Shitas Rashi, the Chidush Aran and Rabbeinu David, again, we're going to see this all on Daf Lamed, af b'nosei tam mutar. So we don't need shisha. Now, if I'm not mistaken, what he means here is that rov would be enough. That's what I'm thinking. Ulam, he says, b'tur b'shulchanoch nifsak shegam liachar zmano mutur rakim einu no same time. The ayin barichus b'yalkut biurim. He sends you to the back in the yalkut biurim. You know that in the Masifta, the real juicy stuff is in the yalkut biurim. But you know you have to kind of plow through it. It's very comprehensive and very much in depth. So this is on Daf Chof Tes Omid Beis. And I'm going to just try to find it so that we'll know where we want to go from here. Just one second. Yalkut Birim, Chof Tes Omid Beis. Okay. Where is this? That's a shame. He never tells you a page, so I would save you a little time. Okay. Says Shalom Bismano. Second Shalom Bismano. Ilay Benosin Tam is. Oh, here's a quote. Ha'im Gamle Rabbi Shimon Osu Liachar Pesach Benosin Tam. So I can borrow. Osher, I can borrow your pencil again. So this is where we want to go. Alright. So gentlemen, if you don't mind reminding me, this is on page Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel. And this is called the Yalkut HaBiurim. I'm just wondering if there's another paragraph that's also relevant. Chometz Bismano. That's Chometz Bismano. Fine. And what about Chometz Shalom Bismano? So far I just find this one paragraph here. I'm not finding another paragraph right now. There should be more on this. Oh, here it is. Ha'im li achar zmano mutar rak b'shabbat barov o afilu b'pochus mishishim. So this is on page Kuf Samach Zayin. So let me just make a note of it for tomorrow that we want to do Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay. Amud Kuf Samach Zayin. That's number one. And then, as far as the Gemara is concerned, after we do that of Yitz Hashem, we're ready for the two dots in the middle of Lamed Omen Aleph. Omar Rav Kederos bePesach Yishovru. Okay, then that's going to be a major sugya, and that's the sugya of Kalim. The only last thing that we might want to fit in tomorrow is maybe highlighting this Tosfos Omar Rav on Daf Lamed Omen. I mean, we mentioned more or less the two Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam, and then we have Chometz B'Mashehu, and that's what we'll be able to pick up tomorrow. Let me just read a few things here out loud in the Yalkut Biurim before we go. The Gemara says, "Ilem benosein ta shalom bismano shalom b'mino mutar hayoyev taima upirish Rashi shehu bitmiya sharei no saint ta v'masha rav omar b'shalom bismano osur b'mino harei sovak rav Yehuda shechometz osur gam liachar pesach kosam marsho she'ein kavon es Rashi lomar she'rakim sovak rav Yehuda osur liachar pesach benosein ta ki gam lefi rav Shimon shliachar pesach osur mishum knas osur benosein ta. El Shabala Hotzi Mishitas Rav Yosi Aglili Shlishitas of Mutul Gami Lachar Pesach Ki Mutur Bano. So the Marsho wants to protect this Rashi here on Daf Kof Testament Beis Dima Maskel E, and he wants you to make sure that you understand that Rashi is not trying to tell you that that chametz liachar Pesach would be mutter even without shishin. That let's not commit Rashi to that position. When in fact, what is Rashi's position? Well, that we'll see here on page Kuf Samach Zayin, and Rashi Dirmaskel Shalom. And it sounds like Rashi might actually rely on Rov, even in a case of no Saint Tom against the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned earlier. Now, in terms of Mashahu, Din Mashahu Chomet Shenis Arev B'Sheino Mino B'Erev Pesach, what's the din of Chomet's Erev Pesach? Is it also B'Mashal Achar Sheishos? And if you go with the Rambam Shita that we're talking about Min, we're talking about Adov Sheish Lomatirin L'Chora, that should apply Bain Bizmano, Bain Kodim Zmano, because it's always going to be a Dov Sheish Lomatirin. Rashi, within the Shita of Rav, and that's Dibra Maskil, Shalom Bimino, and other Rishonim say that the reason why they made Xera Bizmano, Shalom Bimino, Otumino, is because of the Chumra of Chomitz Bishum Kares. And if that be the case in the Lifnei Zmano, where there's no Kares, there's only an essay of Tashbisu, then the din would be Chomitz and Esar of Shalom Bizmano should be Mutter. And then we introduce the Rambam Shita of Dovashesh no Matirin. The Magid Mishnah quotes, again, this is Chomitzumat Sperk Alfaloche Hey, Yesh Mishakosim Shigam Haramam Sover Shikonim Zmano Osur Bimashu. Okay, that makes sense. That Chomitz, even Kodim Zmano, should be Osur Bimashu. And the reason for that should be because he would Dovashesh no Matirin, Tiliachar Pesach called Harovus Ye Mutter. And Dovashesh Matirin is also B'mashu. However, the Kesef Mishnah writes that Mitam Dovashesh Matirin, Efshar less or Rak Shachomitz Nisarev B'mino, Avshalo B'mino, Mitzad Dovashesh Matirin, Ein La Osra B'mashu. Unless it's no Saint Tom, and if it's a mashu and it's not a no Saint Tom, then there's no din of you don't suspend bittul because of Dovashesh Matirin. Shekosav a Rambam, and this is the Rambam in Macholos Asuras Perek Tesvav Alochi Yud Beis. Hatam she'osav b'nisar b'she'eno minu b'mashu kosav a Rambam shu mishum kol machmetz lo socheilu. The Rambam invokes a whole different principle here to explain the din of mashu in eno minu. Uposuk zeh nemer rak b'toch ha'pesach. Ken kodem ha'pesach yeh mutu b'she'nisar b'shelo b'minu. So basically we have two questions here. One question is, how could the Rambam say, or why does the Rambam say that you need a pasuk, invoke kol mametz also chelu, to explain why chometz is also b'mashu? After all, it's a dovashesh no matirin. So why does he need? Why does he need that? And furthermore, the Kesef Mishnah derives a conclusion that therefore this din of chometz also b'mashu doesn't apply in min b'sheino mino, in chometz kodem zmano, because kol machmetz lo sochelu only applies to chometz b'tov zmano. But what's the logic behind that? After all, it should be dovashesh no matirin. Now Tosfos and Chulin and the Talmid HaRashba here, they're of the opinion that the reason why chometz is osur afilu nisarav shelo b'mino is mishum chumash shel chometz shavolam b'bal yirabai motze. If that be the case, then be'erev Pesach, misheshel silvalo, according to many shitos, and the note view there's a whole writing about this, whole essay about this, there's a violation of Balyro by Motzei and Erev Pesach. There's therefore gam, even with regard to Chometz Lifnei Zman, we have this Chumra, and therefore Chometz should be Osur B'mash. Okay then? Alright, we'll stop here.